It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to the inaugural World Premiere Wisconsin Festival, highlighting the state's original plays and musicals with over 40 productions being staged. Call in with questions about live theater, original works in Wisconsin, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jen Uphoff-Gray is Artistic Director of Forward Theater Company in Madison and founded World Premiere Wisconsin. Jen, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, this World Premiere Wisconsin highlighting plays and musicals all over our state, this is 4 years in the making. How strong would you say is Wisconsin's theater scene?
Well, I think Wisconsin's theater scene has been strong for really for decades. Of course, there's ebbs and flows, you know, depending on what's going on in the world and in the field. But it's always been a tremendous point of pride for me as a theater professional who grew up in this state. I did go away for quite a few years to work on the East Coast, but came back in 2005 and was blown away all over again by the caliber of work that is staged here and of new works that are created here. And one of the goals in founding World Premiere Wisconsin was to try to get a little more attention shown nationally on the beautiful artists and the beautiful work that's happening here in our state.
Right, because from the outside looking in, I mean, from my perspective, when I scroll through all of these productions, I think to myself, wow, theater here is like more than the sum of your parts. Like, mm-hmm. If you put on all of these individually, but collectively, this is really strong. This is really interesting. Can you explain how World Premiere Wisconsin works?
Sure. So basically, World Premiere Wisconsin is sort of an umbrella idea that there would be this period of time. And for this inaugural festival, that period runs from March 1st. It started a little over a month ago till June 30th. But years ago, we started reaching out to theater companies all over the state, started with our big sort of flagship professional companies, and then connected with educational theaters, community theaters, youth theaters, all of the above, and said, we invite your company in part of your, you know, regular programming to mount a premiere of a brand new work. And if you can do it during this 4 month period, you're part of this festival and we can help market it. We can provide, you know, support and resources, colleagues to work with. You know, some of the companies participating do new works all the time. I think of Northern Sky in Door County or Milwaukee Rep. Some of these companies, I think, are doing their very first ever world premiere. And by doing this collectively, we like to think that we're sort of supporting everybody and making it just a little bit easier and a little less risky to take on something new.
Were you surprised by a number of stages that took you up?
I wouldn't say I'm surprised because I just know how broad and sort of game for a challenge Wisconsin theater makers are. But I will say, I think all of us involved in World Premiere Wisconsin are incredibly proud that this festival, it's living up to our big aspirations for it.
Last time we talked, last fall, you had so many concerns about theater staff migrating away from the industry and also so much inflationary pressures hitting theater companies. What is it like now?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's better overall. It's changed. I'm seeing less attrition from the field in terms of people saying, I don't want to work in theater anymore. We seem to have leveled off as far as that goes. But what has happened, and particularly in the last couple of weeks, is you are seeing some major theater institutions around the country either closing or announcing that they are on the precipice of closing if they don't receive some massive financial support in the very short term. You know, as we talked about last fall, theaters are just all in this situation where our costs are way up and revenues are rebuilding, but still rebuilding. Revenues have not caught up to expenses for pretty much anybody. And the government support that kind of helped close that gap during the peak of the pandemic is now gone. So I think now what you're seeing is some people in the field who are being forced out by the closure of companies. we had a very close scare with Milwaukee Chamber Theater earlier this spring that announced that they were on the precipice of closing. They fortunately had a very successful fundraising campaign to allow them to hang on, but it's a scary time. And I continue to say what I said last fall, which is that if you value your local theater, please subscribe, buy some tickets, show up for us, and we will be here for you in the long run.
Let's talk about some themes that have emerged from these original works that are surfacing all over our state through this festival. Are they drawing on current events? What are they drawing from to create these productions?
Well, I think anytime you produce a world premiere, you are almost inevitably producing a story that is commenting in some way on the world that we live in. I mean, that's the joy of working with a living writer who's living in the same world that the rest of us are.
Makes sense.
At the same time, is that whether it's a play that is set in the 1400s or the 1900s or the future, the themes of the play are going to be looking at what's going on in our world. And I think we're seeing that interpreted in so many exciting different ways. There have been beautiful pieces that I got to see back in March when they're opening. There are things coming up ahead that I can't wait to see. But all of them make me look at the community I live in and the country I live in different ways. And that's kind of the joy of doing brand new work.
Well, here's one that's perhaps near and dear to your heart or taking some of your time. You're directing tonight, Artemisia, debuting at Forward Theater. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. So Artemisia is a world premiere play that we commissioned from most produced playwright in America currently, Lauren Gunderson. We've done some of her work before at Forward, and she is a dream of a playwright to work with. Artemisia looks at the story of Artemisia Gentileschi, the most famous female playwright in 17th century Europe. She had a very dramatic and fascinating life and was famed in her own time. And then, like so many women artists do, was sort of disappeared into history. And she's now, in the last few decades, been having a real resurgence as scholars and historians, recognize the brilliance of her work as well as the dynamism of the way she lived her life. And so Artemisia, which opens tonight at the Overture Center, is this incredible story of humor and heart and heartbreak and romance and just an extraordinary defiant woman.
Oh, it sounds really fascinating. And someone from the past who we don't have know their story about, or many don't, that too must be really interesting to dig into.
Oh, it's great. Well, whenever you work on a play as a director or an actor or playwright, you become a very quick expert on the topic of whatever it is, maybe dangerously so in the amount of information that we have. This has been a beautiful world for us to inhabit over the last month, and we are so thrilled to be able to now share it with an audience. And the Madison audience here is going to get to see it first before this play goes off to have what I am confident will be an illustrious and successful life at theaters all over the country.
Wow. Forward Theater Artistic Director Jen Upoff Gray founded this new theater experience in Wisconsin. Dozens of original works are part of World Premiere Wisconsin that is underway. Call in with questions about live theater or how you're involved in stage works. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. That is The Rebel Girl, written by labor activist Joe Hill over a century ago and performed by Hazel Dickens. It's a musical honoring Hill's legacy. Opens next week at UW Oshkosh, part of a statewide festival highlighting Wisconsin's theater productions. The number to talk with your questions, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jen Upoff Gray founded this World Premiere Wisconsin Festival and stays with us. Jen, let's talk about A Song of Protest Opens, this play about Joe Hill. Who is Joe Hill?
Yeah, so this is a production, Joe Hill, A Song of Protest, which is coming up next weekend as a co-production between UW Oshkosh and Fond du Lac Theater. So I, as a person who grew up with very labor activist parents, I know that Joe Hill was, someone who gave, voice to the voiceless, right? And I'm so thrilled that this academic theater, this community theater are partnering to debut a new piece that is going to use both song and story to examine the mystery of this really important figure in 20th century history.
So you say song and story. So it's not just the songs, but it will weave in more of who this person was in history.
Yeah, that's my understanding. Of course, I haven't seen it yet because it's brand new and it's
Yeah.
opening next weekend. But yeah, my understanding is it's I don't know if they would if they're considering it a full musical or a play with music. That's a very fine line. But regardless, the folks who go see that, they're going to see a play and they're going to hear music and they're going to learn something about this really remarkable figure from history.
And then on April 27th, there is Zuri's Crown opening in Milwaukee. It's an adaptation of Rapunzel. So how is it different?
Yeah, so again, I haven't seen it yet, but it's very exciting. It's being produced by Black Arts Milwaukee, a wonderful organization in Milwaukee that's focusing on the vibrant Black community and the Black theater artists in that city. And yeah, they're taking Rapunzel and they're setting it, in the neighborhood around the corner from you, featuring a mysterious woman who. As they describe it, say, teaches a beauty supply store owner's arrogant wife that being different should not be scary. So I mean, I can't wait. It sounds incredible, right? These are these first two are such great examples of the wide variety of pieces that are being brought to stages all over the state as part of this festival.
It makes me think about how do you approach diversity in the plays and agency in these stories as you put together this portfolio, if you will, of world premieres.
Yeah, well, one of the ways that that happens just kind of organically is because World Premiere Wisconsin as an entity is not deciding what plays any of these theater companies are going to be producing. Each company is making their own choice of what kind of work they want to debut on their own stage. But by bringing it all together in such close proximity to each other, it's amazing how these pieces kind of speak to each other. We have a festival journalist, Mike Fisher, who's the former drama critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's been covering the festival from the very beginning and writing these really cool blog posts that are on the World Premiere Wisconsin website and looking for ways in which different pieces seem to speak to each other, not by plan, but by, zeitgeist or osmosis or however you want to define it. But it's been thrilling by reaching out to so many diverse companies representing so many diverse communities in our state, you automatically get this beautiful wide breadth of storytelling.
I appreciate how academic or university theaters are in the orbit of these private or professional companies. Like they're sharing the same type of community festival. And that to me is really interesting too, because there are students who want to make a career of it, and just to have that all together, and being almost on that same platform to me is really interesting as well.
It's been stunning. We had a kickoff event hosted at Ten Chimneys Foundation when we were launching the festival, at the end of February. Ten Chimneys has been an incredible partnering sponsor for us. And we invited folks working on all of these productions for all out over the festival. And it was incredible to just be mingling in this room and see young people who are working at First Stage in Milwaukee, who are teenagers looking at building a career in professional theater, hoping maybe they could stay in Wisconsin to do it. And they are talking with, Wisconsin theater royalty like, Brian Mauney and Laura Gordon, and all of us coming together as colleagues in this art form. It was actually breathtaking. And as the person who kind of cooked up this festival, it kind of brought multiple tears to my eyes to see that happening.
Jen Upoff Gray with us, founder of the inaugural festival, World Premiere Wisconsin. And as we look at the upcoming plays and what you can see through this festival, 800-642-1234. So there is Hush the Waves, premieres in Madison on the 21st, about two women struggling with teen pregnancy. What can audiences expect?
Well, that play is written by the brilliant Sam White. He was one of the artists involved in founding Forward Theater, so we know and love his work very well. He's a very experienced playwright. I know this is a very personal story for him, and he's looking at these two women who are a generation apart facing this issues of pregnancy. Maybe that's relevant right now. One storyline taking place in 1948, the other in 1978, and seeing how the world around them influenced how they dealt with their personal circumstances. So I think we can expect something incredibly heartfelt, incredibly true. And if I know Sam's work at all, there will be humor as well.
Before we have to leave here, I want to give a shout out to Carthage College Theater and the Kenosha Verbatim Project. That sounds really interesting, Jen.
What an amazing opportunity for the theater students at Carthage College. This is a sort of work of devised theater based on interviews and really focusing on what was going on in Kenosha after the shooting of Jacob Blake in the summer of 2020. So theater can be one of our absolute best tools for processing the things that are happening in the world around us. And for these young people to get to engage in this incredibly difficult subject matter and then use theater to try to make sense of it is, it's genius that they put this project together. And I think it's going to be super impactful.
I was reading the tagline, a play by Kenosha residents and others about what happened and what happens next. I mean, it really shows you how theater can contribute to a larger dialogue. Jen, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for letting me come on and talk about this cool festival.
Jen Upoff Gray, Artistic Director at Forward Theater Company, founded World Premiere Wisconsin Festival, highlighting Wisconsin original plays and musicals. For disclosure, Forward Theater is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio. And we have a link to the festival, WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.